With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan fails to win over enough Republican holdouts to become the next speaker.
Another GOP pick for House Speaker failed to win the 217 necessary votes to secure the gavel after losing 20 Republicans. Jordan won just 200 votes. Jordan became the Republican nominee after the GOP's first choice, Majority Leader Steve Scalise, withdrew from the race last week. Jordan's loss on the House floor puts Republicans 2 weeks into a speaker vacancy that has paralyzed the House without a clear path forward. The House is reportedly expected to vote again Tuesday. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A massive blast hit a Gaza City hospital packed with wounded and other Palestinians seeking shelter, killing hundreds of people, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Hamas blamed an Israeli airstrike, while the Israeli military said the hospital was hit by a rocket fired by Islamic Jihad, a smaller Palestinian militant group allied to Hamas. The health ministry said at least 500 people had been killed. The Biden administration is taking new steps to stop China from acquiring advanced computer chips. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Commerce Department has expanded its export controls aimed at stopping Beijing from getting cutting-edge U.S. technologies to strengthen its military. The update also introduces new requirements that make it more difficult for China to manufacture advanced chips abroad. The administration first took action a year ago to counter China's use of the chips for military applications that include the development of hypersonic missiles and artificial intelligence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 13 points, the Nasdaq dropped 34, the S&P down a fraction, oil unchanged at $86.66 a barrel. This is SRN News. A new poll charts the faith of Asian Americans.
There are more than 18 million people of Asian descent in this country, and more of them are Christians than anything else. The Pew Research Center says 34% of Asian Americans identify as Christian, versus 11% Buddhist, 11% Hindu, and 6% Muslim. However, the second largest group of Asian Americans are those who are religiously unaffiliated, 32%, meaning this minority group is following the general trend in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Montana is continuing to block enforcement of a law that puts restrictions on drag shows and bans drag queen story hour events in public schools and libraries. District Court Judge Brian Morris said the law targets free expression and speech. A lawsuit over the matter will continue to progress in the courts while the injunction holds. Montana's the first state to specifically ban drag shows. This is SRN News. Prosecutors in New Mexico are seeking to recharge actor Alec Baldwin in that fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. We hear more from entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reporting.
Prosecutors say they will present evidence to a grand jury within the next 2 months against Alec Baldwin because of additional facts that have come to light. An involuntary manslaughter charge was dismissed against Baldwin in April. Baldwin's attorneys say the prosecution is misguided and they will answer any charges in court. In 2021, Baldwin was pointing a gun during a rehearsal when it went off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. The involuntary manslaughter trial for Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the weapons supervisor on the set, will begin in February. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.